I feel like George Jetson. I do. Jane, stop this crazy thing. I'm not kidding you. I think my next guest feels that way oftentimes. He's stumbling down the hill, snow blind and confused at an ever faster pace, wondering, is this thing ever going to end? Lost more than anybody I know, cruising around Michigan, trying to find cool things to talk about. Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for being lost the most. My good friend, Ron Rademacher, everybody. There he is. Ron, how are you?
Merry Christmas and happy impeachment day, Steve. I'm doing great.
There you go. It's impeachment day 2019.
Happy impeachment day, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here.
Every year, you know, so I'm glad we're getting it on. You know, if they're going to do it, let's do it.
Right. Right. So what's on your mind today, young? Where are you? Is it snowing? What's I'm very disappointed. I thought that, you know, I'd go to northern Michigan and see a white Christmas, as it almost always is. I'm not sure I'm going to see a white Christmas.
This is a word you don't hear every day. There's a paucity of snow around Boyne Mountain. But I can tell you, in the UP, they have got it, baby.
Yeah, loads of it.
Got it, man. They're just getting it on. In fact, I'm not going to have a road trip of the week this week, but I have talked to some of your listeners, and they gave me some ideas. I'm going to send you a note about that probably tomorrow, so just a heads up. They're actually now, so back to Michigan, you know, they're actually ice fishing on Little Bay Dinard.
Well, of course they are. You know why? They're insane. They're insane. Anyhow, it's fine. Little Bay Dinard, so how thick's the ice?
I haven't been able to talk to anybody out there, but there are lots of shanties out there. I have not seen any trucks yet. But the Forest Service said that it's safe to go out on there, so it's got to be at least 4 inches.
Yes. Well, that's good, I guess. No trucks yet. Remember, if your motor vehicle goes through the ice and sinks to the bottom, two things. Number one, you are not covered by insurance. Not covered. And number two, it is your financial responsibility, without insurance help, to get that vehicle removed immediately. Okay, glad we had this talk.
Well, and number three, you will pay a fine every day it's in there for because the oil and everything you're dumping into the environment. We've seen it happen before.
Yeah, that's exact. Yeah, that's so, exactly. You know. All right, so where do we want to go?
You could avoid that by going to Bessemer. And every Friday this month, they are having a party where they're skiing, have live music, and a Friday fish fry. So if you're a skier and you're looking for snow, they've got it at Big Powderhorn Mountain in Bessemer. I am not a skier. I cross country snowshoe.
I don't ski either. But I cocktail well watching skiers.
Yes. And I'll do some damage at a fish fry, baby.
Yeah, I do that very well. At any rate.
So let's talk about, you want to talk about Menzie County? What's going on there?
Sure, I'd love to do that. Let's hear about
Menzie County. Listen, Bear Lake is a little town down south of Frankfort. It's in Menzie County. For 15 years, this time of year, they have what they call Sparkle in the Park, and it features more than 60,000 lights on nearly 50 different lighted displays. All in that little tiny town of Bear Lake, where they'll be ice fishing as well, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, Christmas trees, Santa, reindeer, and a snowmen.
Real reindeer, or are they?
The
troops. Mm-hmm. Let's see
good,
here.
Good fun.
Real Santa and real reindeer, unless they're caribou, which is the same thing. Anyhow, all right, fair enough. I love it. I'm sitting here looking up the snow. 10 feet of snow in some places in the UP. 10 feet.
Yeah, and it's going to be, in next month is when they have those gigantic displays in Houghton. I'm going to go there. I'm going to try and do the show from there where they do those incredible snow sculptures up in Houghton. So, yeah, they've got the snow. Yeah. And it's cold, so it's not melting.
Yeah, there you go. So that's good news. All right. Well, let's move on to the next page before we run out of time. Keep me entertained.
Well, let's do, you know, this is something we don't hear every day. They are celebrating men in downtown Traverse City. It's
Men's Night this Saturday.
It's a salute to men. The shops are offering food, refreshments, gifts. And just to stay with something that, you know, everything is, we're tearing up traditions. There's a little town over by Grand Rapids called Z-Land, and they keep traditions alive there. In fact, they have live nativity performances Tuesday through Thursdays, lots of performances every day. So if you want to go see, drive around, see Christmas lights, and you want to see a live nativity performance, Z-Land's the place to go.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Zealand, the place to go for that. I like that. Let's see, nativity performance. And every place. I love this time of the year, by the way. And I'm, you know, I just hope that we have better than a paucity, good word, by the way, of snow when I get to northern Michigan. But it looks like it's going to be like 38 degrees every day until right after. Till right after Christmas Day. Very disappointing.
I'll go out tonight. I'm going to go to one of the dark sky preserves up here in the UP to stargaze. I'll do my dance, that noon thing I do for rain. It might work for snow.
All right, well, we'll see.
No video. It's been barred. No video.
All right. So the fact of the matter is that it could change. I see these forecasts. I need a polar vortex and snow machines. That's what I need.
Listen, Saturday is the 21st. That's the first official day. It's the winter solstice. It's the first day of winter.
All true.
So you will then have 4 days for Lake Michigan to send it your way.
There you go. So, where are you going to be for Christmas?
I'm going downstate to visit with the family, where we have a huge clan gathering at one of the houses. There'll be about 30 or 40 Rademacher kinfolk there. And then I will be spending Christmas in the Upper Peninsula.
Under 10 feet of snow.
Where there's snow.
There you go. I appreciate that.
I love this time of year, too. Everybody heads south, but I absolutely love winter.
I love it.
Going to be doing some snowshoeing and some hiking.
Exactly. Snow machines.
Awesome.
And some ice drinking. Ice fishing. Right. I understand. Ron Rademacher, everybody. If you want your place, your festivities, your town, your festival, whatever it is, your secret fishing hole exposed here. go to MichiganBackroads.com. MichiganBackRoads.com. I wouldn't tell anybody where the secret fishing hole is.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. So if you start catching the walleye,
watch for the news I've got coming for you, because this is something you don't hear every day at home. But you were right on some advice you gave me.
All right.
So I'll be sending it out to you, Steve. Merry Christmas. Happy Impeachment Day. Merry Christmas.
Happy Impeachment Day. She was kind of cute, Ron. I give you that. Happy Impeachment Day. All right, got to run.